so he began work in the mailroom. Walter liked his job, but often daydreamed about what it would be like to be an executive, the president, maybe even chairman of the board. One day, as Walter was dividing the mail, he saw a cockroach in the corner of the room. He walked over to step on it. Walter heard a tiny voice crying out, "Don't kill me, I'm Milton the cockroach, and if you spare me, I'll grant you all your wishes." Walter agreed that was a good arrangement, and he spared Milton's life. Walter's first wish was to leave the mailroom and become a vice president, so Milton granted him the wish. In fact, Milton granted wish after wish until finally Walter was chairman of the board of the largest corporation in the whole world, with an office on the top floor of the tallest building in the whole world. Everyone looked up to Walter and he was very happy. Walter often said to himself, "I'm Walter and I'm at the top. No one is bigger or more important than me." Then one day, Walter heard footsteps on the roof and went out to find a small boy on his knees praying. "Are you praying to Walter?" he asked. After all, he was the chairman of the board of the largest corporation in the world. The boy replied, "Oh no, no, I'm praying to God." Walter was quite disturbed by this turn of events, so he returned to his office and sent for Milton the cockroach. "I have another wish," he told Milton. "I want to be like God." And so Milton granted Walter's wish. The next day, Walter was back in the mailroom. The way up is down, the place of highest exaltation, as we see in the Lord Jesus Christ, is a place of self-emptying humility. It's not a phony baloney style of fake piety. It's true humility of mind. It's putting the other person first. It's sharing and sharing alike. It is giving up as well as building up. It is enjoying the pleasures of another's promotion. It is applauding God's hand in other lives. It is quickly forgetting one's own clippings. It is being like Mordecai, who lived in favor with the multitude, his kinsmen. One who sought the good of his people. Best of all, it is being like Christ. The one who is highly esteemed by others represents vast vision. Don't miss something important stated here about Mordecai. He was one who spoke for the welfare of his whole nation. Literally, the sentence reads, "He spoke shalom." That's the ancient word for peace. Mordecai spoke peace. This brings us to our third principle. When God wins, the message he honors is a universal message. Mordecai's world was vast. It was not limited to his own immediate family or even to his own familiar neighborhood, nor was it limited to Susa, where he lived, where the king's throne room was located. It wasn't limited to 15 or 20 provinces he preferred. It spread over all 127, and he spoke shalom to the entire country. Shalom is an ancient word for health and security and material plenty. It is a word of greatest delight among the Jews. He spread a wholesome message of hope and security to all the people, which certainly pleased the Lord. Why? Because God has the whole world on his heart, every tongue and tribe and nation. Remember his son's closing commission? "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." Matthew 28:19. Unfortunately, the world we live in does not operate on any of these three principles. For example, when the world selects its major players, the criteria are much different. We look for the sharp, the capable, the competent, the strong. We look for those who sound good and look good and have an excellent broad education and fit the mold of an impressive leader. We do not look for the unexpected. We're not that open to the surprising. When the whole world looks for qualities that will get the job done, the externals get the nod. We like people with charisma, people who have pizzazz, who can put up a good front. I've noticed in the past 20 plus years, we are looking less and less for integrity and honor and true character in a president. We look for people who look good on television, people who can debate an opponent with great ease and little facial sweat, who can compromise enough to please just about everyone. We prefer the externals. Character we'll do without if we have to, but not those externals. But God passes up the externals and looks for the humble of heart. We live in a world where we can take care of our own. We look out for number one. But God's plan encompasses everyone, every nation, every race, all cultures, huge, highly developed countries, but not excluding the small, struggling ones. His message of shalom through faith in Christ is universal, unlimited, without prejudice, vast.